Good evening. Welcome to the March 9, 2021 meeting of the Board of Sugar Creek Township Trustees. It is 7 p.m. and I'd like to call this meeting to order. Anita, can we start off with the February 9th meeting minutes?
Sure. I'm going to make a pile for Tom, I guess.
Okay.
These are for you and then these are the original.
Okay. Our copy.
No changes from the ones that should have received via email.
Good?
Yep.
I move to approve the February 9, 2021 meeting minutes as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. What's that? I have the March 3rd meeting minutes.
This is my copy?
Yes, that'll be your copy. And I'll sign that once you pass it. Any questions, Scott? I think I pretty much.
I thought this was a 29-month contract. The township will be a 26-month contract, it says on here.
Yes, yeah, so the township will be a 26. That way we end at the same time. They're offsetting. The village is starting on. The village will start in May. Ours is going to start in August.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
That's not what I had written down, but that's fine.
Yeah, so I believe it's. I have the contract here if you want to review it, if you want to double check.
I'm fine.
So, but this way, when they both end, they end at the same time.
Simultaneous.
Yep, that was the game plan. Scott sent back the signed copy by Dynegy.
Saw that.
So that's for your copy, and then I have the original. I wasn't sure if Nita, if you wanted the original or if you just want me to take that whole Trey Bell file and put it in the filing cabinet over at the garage. Okay. With that being said, I move to approve the March 3rd, 2021 meeting minutes as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. I believe we'll be on to your fiscal reports, Anita.
Okay. All right, we'll start with the bank reconciliation for February.
Start down there.
Do you have a copy for Tom?
Yes, actually, I do. Thank you. Any questions, Scott?
No.
I move to approve the bank reconciliation as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Financial reports for February 21. They should be the same as what you received by email.
the second one, or are they both there?
They're both there.
Oh, I actually gave him both of them.
I think he should have two copies there.
A little bit of revenue. A little early yet for.
Yeah, I went back and looked today, and it looked like the 18th of last year is when we got our first settlement from the county, so.
18th of March?
Yes.
That's usually March.
Thank you.
I think I got Tom's copy. You got a pile for Tom?
Yep, we got a pile. Assuming after tonight we'll be paying off some more of the Corona relief.
Yeah, but we're basically waiting on bills to come in now.
Okay.
KBFD has some coming in yet that they're waiting on that were back ordered, I believe.
Okay.
And so I haven't gotten bills from that. And then I talked to Kevin, and we possibly might be having a couple trickle in from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So that $28,000 is a little bit high since we still have some bills that are
right,
outstanding.
Right, right. Okay. Like, I actually have a number of what would be left.
Okay.
You're looking more at $7,200.
$7,200
after the potential ones that are might come in yet from the township and for KVFDs.
Okay.
Balance.
Sounds good. Any other questions, Scott?
No.
I move to approve the financial reports as we have viewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Okay. Here are the, there's only one. Oh, that's because the 1 week was an actual check and not direct deposit.
Yes.
So I did not bring those because everybody signed those already.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, I have one purchase order. This is for Little John's for more stone. We just don't have I didn't start one for him at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
So at some point, if we keep buying, I'm gonna have to just have a cutoff point and make one, but at this point, they're all done and now. So.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All good. I move to approve purchase order 48-2021 to Little John Transport, sum of $7,334.48 for stone and operating supplies. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Here's your signed copy.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is the payment listing for tonight.
There you go.
The only thing I would say about this is we had a check that apparently got lost in the mail from last month, and that's the Prestige Plumbing.
Okay.
And so I did a stop payment on that. Anyone who wants to see it, here's the stop payment.
You want to see his cut?
No, I'm good.
Okay. And then
yep.
Reissued that. So that will be in the checks to sign tonight, but it technically was from last month.
Okay. So really we have from 54.
It is voided on there if you see.
Yes.
It's listed as voided.
So we have from 54 down to 76 to pay tonight, correct? Is that how we normally do it? These are already approved.
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
I mean, we technically approved the whole list because they're electronic, but
gotcha.
They have already gone.
I move to approve the, to pay the bills on the payment listing for March 2021 as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We'll pay these at the end of the meeting.
Okay. This is the updated fund balance after these bills tonight. So that's just kind of an FYI, your information type of thing.
Good deal. That'll come in handy here in a little bit.
And, I updated the inventory list based on these changes we had. And so, I don't know if you guys want an updated copy.
Yes, please.
Sure.
Of that. Doesn't say a whole lot other than what the township has.
Cool.
Are you missing that typewriter we got over there?
Yeah, right. Cool. Works. When you make a move, just make a motion to approve the township asset listing and inventory as presented. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. List is approved. Anything else, Anita?
Possibly. Look at my Okay, these will pay after or sign afterwards. I received minutes from last year's Wayne County District Advisory Council meeting. Does okay. anybody want them?
I have electronic
Do you have
version.
Them?
Yeah. Yep. You can keep them for your records.
Okay. I'll take them. And then I also received this, which I think it's.
Normal.
I think that's just soliciting our business, unless you guys know differently from the website.
Didn't we have something last month where you said it changed names on the check?
But that wasn't that. I didn't
no.
think. And that's from Las Vegas, I think is the address.
Yeah, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
That's not right.
So I did not generate a check for it.
Yeah, I'd say hold off on this.
But I wanted you guys to look at it because it just
didn't
quite seem.
I've not gotten an email or any type of notification from our web provider that they have changed to Nevada. So.
Yeah.
No.
I think it was just like a soliciting.
Yeah. Let's see if they'll actually pay it.
It's a scam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice try.
That's kind of what I thought. So I did not pay it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's all I have.
That's all you have? Cool. All right, as we move forward, I just realized normally I ask for roll call and we don't have a member present, so for those on the recording, Anita, can you lead us through a roll call? You can put that at the top of the meeting. I normally do that. I forgot to put it in my quotations for the meeting.
John?
Present.
Scott?
Present.
Tom?
Not here. We excused him from being here last month, so he's out traveling. On to the road supervisor reports. I sent them out here earlier today. You detected.
Yeah, I did not see that email.
They were included with the oil bid. I put them on together, and that's maybe why you didn't see it.
Yeah, I.
They're there. They're just put together.
Email doesn't make it to me right away.
Understood. I have that too. Any question?
Nope.
I move to accept the road supervisor's monthly report and road inspection report and add them to the meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Opposed say no. Motion carries. They'll be added. On to the annual looking of submitting the bid for our oil bid and stone.
This is going to the paper to advertise
yes.
it?
And here is last year's.
Ah. Okay.
So it should be location and meeting and times and date should be the only thing that got changed.
Website?
Yep. He wants to make it easier so that he doesn't have to be there physically or anything like that, so we'll just put it up on the website. And
maybe it shouldn't be the website, maybe it should be our email address. Email address? I guess they could contact us through the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got well, it. I was thinking, I'm getting better and better at putting things on our website and just yeah. making a PDF on there. And
bid sheet.
Yep. And they can just they can download it themselves and then mail it back to us.
Got it.
And then hopefully not bother Kevin. I said hopefully. So, and if you look at 2020 and you look at this year's, they're pretty much identical. Just
yeah. All right then.
It's that time of year again.
Yipper.
All right. I move to authorize Niv Fisher to submit the township sealed bid request for gravel and limestone, along with the sealed bid for road oil. Anita will submit to the Daily Record two separate publications of our request as the board has reviewed and approved. The bid forms will be available online or by calling our road supervisor. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Do you have that in electronic format?
I absolutely.
Can you just email it to me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
And I may have already done that already, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think you did.
So it should be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have it.
I think I sent you the Word files, not the PDF files.
Okay. And it's the same, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay.
If not, we'll get that straightened away. All right. So a little discussion. We're getting that time of year again where we got to bring the lawnmowers back out, which brings us to the road garage and the cemeteries need mowed. In years past, we've had Kymar mowing. Talking to them, they said that the price will stay the same, and every year we need to approve them to go out and do our mowing. I also asked if they'd be able to provide the insurance form that we have everyone else do it, and they said yes, they'd be able to provide that to us. So at this point, I'd open up discussion on using Kymar for our mowing service. Good with that, Scott?
Yep.
Sounds good. I move to approve Kymar Mowing Services to mow the road garage and the township cemeteries at the same rate as last year. Also, before work begins, to provide Sugar Creek Township with their proof of insurance. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is Kevin brought to our attention, and this is a little bit part of the project with CARES Act funding. Was a ability for them to fill or to have a drinking fountain or be able to fill their bottles. He's looking into Wolf Brothers to get one of those machines. Mm-hmm. If we had some CARES money left over, which $7,200 should cover that, and he'd install that, I believe, himself.
Actually, that's already one of the potential ones out of there.
Oh, so $7,200 is still on top of that?
Like, I think so.
Unencumbered. Yeah. Okay.
Now, again, that was an estimate that he had given me.
Okay.
So.
He had sent that estimate to you, and I didn't
remember. Well, it was a verbal. I don't have anything.
Okay, gotcha. And I can't remember what he told me for the price on it, but it's already figured in the CARES Act. So, but then that would give them the ability to fill their water bottles before they head out for the day, give them good clean water. So, any thoughts, Scott?
Well, if we make a motion and we don't know a dollar value,
okay,
we need to phrase the motion in a way that authorizes Kevin to purchase a bottle filler.
I think the amount he gave me, again, it was an estimate, but he thought it was around $1,200 to $1,300.
Not to exceed 2,000?
Not to exceed 2,000. And this will also give him the authority to establish a account at Wolf Brothers.
Yeah.
Ours is expired because he hasn't used it enough.
Oh, okay.
After so many years, they just kind of roll you off. So
yeah.
Up to 2,000. Gotcha. I move to authorize Kevin to establish an account with Wolf Brothers to purchase a drinking fountain / water bottle filler for the township garage at a price up to $2,000. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. I'll let him know.
I have a question. Since it is CARES Act, I'm assuming that has been approved by legal.
I will double check with that.
Okay.
Make sure that is good.
Okay.
So. We have a lot of stuff with legal and the CARES Act stuff. I don't have it fresh on my mind. The next two items are some stone purchases that Kevin's looking for. He brought to our attention before he actually purchases some of this stone. So for the first one, it was a number 8 stone, and this would be still underneath our 2020 bid. And he was looking for approximately 500 tons at $24 an hour, or $24 a ton. And this, I believe, was gonna be for some paving, and he has been doing choking mixed with sand with the number 8. So it is a stone that is gonna need to be used this summer.
Okay.
Along with that, he's seen diesel prices going up. So he doesn't know what that's gonna equate to in our bids when we get them back. And so he thought if he could get a little extra stone in, maybe without a fuel surcharge, that might help the township out a little bit. But that's one of a couple items here. Another thing to keep in consideration is that we have the salt will be coming here this month or next month that we approved last year.
Mm-hmm.
He said roughly $27,000 needs to be set aside for that as well. And the last thing to consider in all this aggregate purchase is that he was thinking about purchasing number 9 from Olin. He got a notification from them that they are putting on sale their number 9 gravel, not their limestone, but gravel, for I believe $560 a ton. Normally, according to Olin sheet, it was a little over $8 a ton. No one bid on the number 9 gravel last year. I looked in our bid sheet, and he was just wanting a dollar amount. Up to $5,000 is what he was looking for, because he still has to work out the details of hauling it. So he didn't want to get a ton,
right,
and then find out hauling was going to be way more.
Right.
His idea on the 9s, he was thinking about using them for choking and replacement of 8s, because obviously $5.60 is a little bit cheaper than $24 an hour,
right,
or a ton. I don't know why I want to keep saying an hour. but that was a potential improvement on doing choking.
Yeah.
The other part was cinders are going to be running out here in a couple years. He wants to start playing around with some different aggregate other than cinders. He doesn't like the idea of using sand and salt together. So this is one of those ideas. So nobody bid on 9 gravel last year. He thought, you know, if they're offering a much cheaper rate on this number 9 gravel, that maybe this is a chance for him to cheaply experiment a little bit with that number 9. And then find out if it works or doesn't work.
Did you say he was looking for about $5,000 worth, or he
yes.
was looking for about 5,000 pounds worth?
$5,000 worth.
Okay.
Because he didn't commit to a tonnage, because he's still got to work out the detail of hauling.
Yeah, okay.
He said maybe I could haul some, maybe he'll have a company haul it. This is coming out of Worcester, so if we would haul it, you know, a couple of loads,
yeah,
it's not like he's got to travel out of county. He's just going to Worcester for it. So again, that's a detail for him to work out. He's just asking for a dollar amount instead of a tonnage.
1,100 ton.
Yeah.
Ish.
Depending on hauling and everything else that goes
right.
on with it.
Yeah.
So, but we have those three things to consider: 12,000 for 500 tons, $27,000 for salt, and then maybe $5,000 for this number 9. So, now, looking at where we're at right now, looks a little thin, but then again,
we're about to get
but next week we should be getting our settlement, which should drop us, or pop us up about $250,000 in our road and bridge.
Right, we're not gonna be buying this next week. So, yeah, I see that.
The number nine is, if it's there in the pile, it's for sale.
Yeah.
As soon as that disappears, that price and that number goes away. The number eights, I think, is secondary. Would I like to get it and maybe beat a surcharge?
Right.
Yeah. But I think the priority should be our salt. That is definitely coming, and we committed to last year. And as cheap as that number nine is, I think for $5,000, that's not a bad deal. And then I guess if settlement comes in, go ahead and get the number eights after settlement comes in. What's your thought?
Well, I don't oppose any of this. I was thinking, let's make a motion that authorizes Kevin to spend up to $45,000 out of road and bridge for miscellaneous aggregate that comes on sale or is available for sale here before we have our bids.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'm fine with that. Anita, are you comfortable? Do you want to say road and bridge or road and bridge and gas tax? Which funds primarily have been working with that?
I'm not even sure which one has more right now.
Here. But settlement will come, so that
I really think it's probably not going to matter because we'll have our money before.
So we don't have to specify a
fund. I wouldn't say we have to specify.
The main thing is to authorize Kevin to spend up to $45,000 on miscellaneous aggregates as they're available for sale.
I'm good with it. Scott, go ahead and make that motion.
I move to authorize Kevin to purchase miscellaneous aggregates available for sale this spring at a price not to exceed $45,000.
And I'll second that.
Any chance you could repeat that?
Word for word, no.
Close?
Close, yeah. Let's authorize a motion that authorizes Kevin to purchase miscellaneous aggregates as they're available for sale this spring.
Okay, as they're
at a cost not to exceed $45,000.
Not to exceed
$45,000.
Mm-hmm.
The dollars we talked about are just a little under that, but
I think he can make that work.
Yeah, that actually gives him a little room for trucking.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase miscellaneous aggregates as they're available for sale this spring.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no.
No. No. Wait, I was just.
Motion carries, we all said yes, right?
Brain farting there, yes, yes. We all said yes.
Okay. The other thing that is on Kevin is, and I noticed it here the other day too, is the spouting got pulled.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't completely fall off, but it did tweak pretty hard where there was some pretty big ice build up, and he had to knock some of it off to make sure he didn't hurt anyone or damage the truck. So there is, he has someone in mind to look at that. He just wanted us to be aware that he is going to be spending a little bit of money. He doesn't think it's going to be extensive, but a little bit of money to have someone come out and fix and repair that spouting as it comes around. He said he did have an idea though of maybe insulating part of that garage to keep it from having that issue again.
Just discussion. I don't think we have to approve miscellaneous repair, normal wear and tear, and he should be authorized to be able to do that. We've got accounts set up for that are...
Yeah, he wasn't asking for us to do it. He just wanted to be us aware since we're making some...
Adding insulation to the building actually improves the value of it, so we should move on that.
So, if you want him to go ahead and get a quote on that as well?
Yes.
Okay. Fix the gutters. Quote insulation. And then I, that's all that's on that. Are you good?
Yes.
Good deal. I believe that you had someone contact you about snow and ice removal procedures.
Yeah.
And what are you thinking?
Well, this is an overhead from the Wayne County Auditor's map.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that shows five homes around Lake Court there on Lake Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the homeowners contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And said they, the homeowners, object to having cinders laid down there because as soon as the snow melts off or is removed, they end up in the yard. And then from there, they end up in the storm sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, I understand. That's a first world problem.
The nature of the beast.
Yeah.
The good news is we're almost done with cinders.
Right.
A couple more years, yeah. Probably done.
So the homeowner requested that we stop spreading cinders there.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I don't want to make a humongous bureaucratic hassle of all five of the homeowners need to sign an agreement with the township. That, to me, is more agreement than we need to have. But, you know, mm-hmm. if a home changes hands or something like that, that document's going to instantly be out of...
void.
Yeah. So I thought perhaps it's just a procedure that we could consider that we plow only there. Or...
I ran that past Kevin just to see what's happened in the past. This isn't the first time that someone has suggested that down there. Unfortunately, we have statutory where we have to put some type of aggregate down.
Perfect.
And I'd have to go back and ask Kevin if he had any of the documents or anything from that. It's been quite a few years since that happened. But when it was asked, does Lake Harmony Association want to take liability for not spreading aggregate, then when that word liability came out, they said no, they don't want that responsibility.
Yeah, I told the homeowner, hey, I get it, you know, you're here representing five. I would want to see some type of documentation that says the five consent to you being the spokesperson.
Right.
Regardless, if mm-hmm. the president of the homeowners association was here talking, there'd be a different amount of gravity to the request. And so he was cool with just seeing what we can do, if we can do anything.
What about we just tell them we'll try to do the bare minimum?
Yeah. Yeah. To I mean, we have to meet the law.
Yes.
Or the statutes, rather.
I will make sure of that, and...
Yeah. I'll re-communicate back to him, because he was texting.
That's fine. That's great.
Yeah.
We'll emphasize to Kevin to try to put the bare minimum down.
Yeah.
If that's their request. You're right. It's looking like all of, what, about 300 feet? If that. It's a very
what location is this again?
It's Lake Court on Lake Harmony. There's on so the Lake Drive,
right here.
There's just
yeah.
a little court first. That comes off there.
Yeah,
with
there's
five homes.
Cul-de-sac.
So it's just this area?
Yeah, just yes. those five individuals.
And you can see it's 180 foot this far, so this is about 300 foot.
Okay.
So.
I recommend that we, you know, open the hopper in the back and just kind of donut right there in the cul-de-sac and then get
is
out.
Is this
of there.
The only cul-de-sac?
Yeah.
That
yes.
I think there's a
true cul-de-sac.
True
yes.
True cul-de-sac. Yes.
North Drive is a dead end street that goes into their park
right.
on the north end.
Yeah.
What does it? Does you said this one has a specific name?
Lake.
Lake. That's yeah. all it's called.
Lake Court.
Lake Court.
L A K E C O U R T.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
If you want to do that, I'll convey with
Kevin
about
yep.
doing the bare minimum, the state minimum requirement of aggregate on the road. How's that? And we'll go from there. And if that doesn't meet it, they can readdress it at that point. Anything else, Scott, on for road department?
Yeah, the alternative then would be that the homeowner association comes back and has a different alternative.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I like it.
I agree. I have nothing more.
Cool. On to fire departments. The contracts are coming up in the matrix matter. I'll get to them here in a second. East Wayne did not have a February report. I talked to Blake with this, and the concern was is that we are getting a report for the month before their board has even reviewed it.
Yikes.
So we're changing how that's going to be done. Their board will approve next month, so the following month we will. It's just a matter, we're going to be a little bit further behind, but it's only fair that their board gets the chance to review it, approve it before they send it to us. Any thought?
I don't object. Made me recall that I got a stack of emails from Mr. John Hofstetter that had a bunch of fire reports on it.
Yes. So in years past, we've just collected those reports.
Right.
So I believe everyone should caught up for 2020. We didn't do anything with it, but we have it for our records.
Oh, okay.
That's just filed away.
Was all those that you just sent for 2020? Or?
There's a couple for 2021.
Okay.
So we'll start back up watching 2021.
Yeah.
East Wayne started February 1st staffing.
Yeah, I was going to recommend that we not look at response times until they've had a chance to staff up.
Yes.
And again, I'm not.
Yeah, it's a...
I don't think we can look at a month and say, no. Hey... But let's look at 10 months.
Yeah, let's look at over time and see.
Yeah, maybe we look at 6 months and then do another 6 months at the end of the year or something like that.
So you'll start seeing those come back through every month, kind of like we did in 2018?
Yeah.
19.
18.
Both 19, of those.
Yeah, you're right.
We've been kind of watching that.
Yeah, and I used to have time to dig into those and chug through the number crunching, and that time does not exist anymore. So.
Understood. So, I think we'll just put together something just to check that there is an improvement.
Yep.
But like you said, doing it 1 month is not does not give them a fair opportunity.
And there's a lot of times when there's extenuating circumstances, you got to weed some of those out before you can get a true picture of here's kind of steady state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I prefer looking at a year at a time.
Yeah. I'd say we look up to the point where we're ready to do a renewal and go from there.
Yep.
If you're good with that.
Yep.
Kittern did provide a January report for us, along with we got everything for 2020. Now, I will say that East Wayne has been tied to most of the months in 2020, so their report is part of our meeting minutes already.
Right.
I don't want to be unfair, and people go, well, Kittner doesn't have a report. When they did provide us a report, it got kind of mumbled, jumbled up in the email, and then lost in email streams. Yeah. So they did provide it. My solution to that was to just go into December 2020's meeting tab and place those reports there. We know they're there. If someone says, well, Kittern didn't do it, well, we can go, hey, look at December 20. You can print off all those reports and look at them as you see fit.
We can move to add them to the minutes or however we do that procedure and then just put them in the tab. That's fine.
Yeah. So for me, I moved to approve the 2020 KVFD reports and add them to the corresponding month in 2020.
Perfect.
With the label approved, and the label will be approved in March of 2021.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries, and I will take on that work of adding each of those reports to the months.
Thank you, John.
No problem. And then we have their 2021 report. I move to approve January 2021 Kittern Volunteer Fire Report as we reviewed them and add them to the meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Do you have a pile going yet?
Yeah.
Okay. And then KBFD also hit me up for a CARES Act funding idea of AEDs. For the new pickup truck, potentially for buildings, so forth. He wanted to run the idea past Barbara. I said, why not? What's the worst thing she says? No. So are you opposed to run that past Barbara and see if she goes with it?
No, if we've got excess, let's use it for good.
Okay. I moved to upload KVFD's request for CARES Act funding to the Matrix for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office for consideration. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. And I will upload that. On to the Matrix. Handbook. I have a binder with me. I'm going to suggest there's a lot of stuff going on there that we all go online, including Tom, and start looking through some of the Matrix stuff as she has gone through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we find stuff that we agree upon, just kind of print it out, agree upon it, and then pass the motions upon that as we go through. I think it'll be a few more months.
Right.
I'm also getting the feeling that she has some stuff already pre-wrote up, because the stuff that I send in from Otarma, she's like, I don't think this is detailed enough because of XYZ reason. Here's my version.
Got it.
And she submits it to me. So there may be a little bit of change, and I can also take her suggestions, erase Otarma's, and put all that in the policy builder.
I like it.
The beautiful thing about that is that policy built inside Otarma's website, as we want to add a policy as stuff arises, we just pull that one policy we want to look at.
Yeah.
Then we can send it to her for review, get her approval, and then
mark it up
and tie it in. Yeah. Hit print, and it prints off a brand new book for us.
Nice.
So it's kind of the nice thing about it. I kind of forgot that I can manipulate Otarma's website to make it match what we want to do too.
Okay.
So we'll work with that. I didn't think we want to. You haven't probably looked over a whole lot of it.
I have not.
There's about 20 things that she's already looked over.
Okay.
So if you just want to go in there at your leisure,
dig into that,
and
this
start
is
digging
on
that.
Matrix where.
Yes.
Of it. Okay.
And the only one I haven't been able to do very well is the one on compensation. I'm going to need your help with that one, Anita, to get some of that put into the handbook then. So, and as we see ideas and as you read it and go, hey, I like this or I don't like it, we can come to the board and say, hey, I'd like to approve this one, and we all agree, and we move on and accept it. Or we discuss it and change it as we need. That way, I think it's going to be a little more efficient than trying to sit here and read all those pages tonight.
Yep.
So. Good deal. On to the fire contracts. If you want to double check for me, there should be an agreement. There should be a map. After the last few months going back and forth with everything, that should be Orville.
Yeah.
Okay. Otarma is aware of what we're signing. Not raised any objections. Prosecutor's office has worked with East Wayne and Comstock and their legal advice on their contract. The changes that we've discussed with KVFD have been discussed with them, and they have approved, and Barbara has made those changes with some guidance of understanding what the goal of what the contract is between Kittering and the board. So.
Yep.
Wasn't sure if you had any questions or concerns. I know we've had how many different drafts and versions.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
No, it's just good to see the things that we discussed and how this document has changed since we've gotten a levy.
Mm-hmm.
And fire districts and
everything else. I hand wrote those in there after I printed them off. I realized to the layperson, they may not know what 6-4 or 7-1 is. So I just wrote those in there.
Yeah.
That map is from the Wayne County GIS. Once everyone has signed the agreement, I will have to call up the GIS. They will switch the maps in the Wayne County GIS and send the notifications off to WARCOG and 8500 to make those changes happen as well.
Okay.
So, again, as I explained to Tom last month, we can't approve one and not the other because there's some districting changes between Orville, Kittering, and East Wayne.
And they're all simultaneous.
Yes, and so we can't just flip the switch on one and not the other without potential bad effects happening if someone calls 911. Now that all the contractors signed, everything's in agreement, then that'll be a good start forward. I did talk to KVFD today. They have their meeting tonight. They have a copy of this.
Okay.
They did not see a reason why they wouldn't pass it tonight. Talked to Blake as well, and next Monday he does not see a reason why they wouldn't pass his board as well.
Yeah.
And Orville's just been waiting on KVFD and EWFD contracts to get finished up.
Right.
So.
I like the language about how go to mediation if there's a default.
Mm-hmm.
That's well written.
Yep.
Okay.
And both of them, both KVFD and EWFD, reflect the desire of the board that EWFD will not charge a KBFD resident as non-resident and hard bill them.
Right.
They both are reflecting that they will soft bill anyone that's a Sugar Creek Township or district resident.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a good plus for both of them to do that.
Exactly.
To respect
yeah.
township residents across the board since we use the same school district.
Right.
For them, I'm not saying everyone does, but for the most part.
Right.
So without that, I'm ready to move on resolutions if you are.
Yep.
Are you ready, Anita?
Yep.
And this is going to be 1, 2, and 3 for resolutions tonight.
Yep.
1, 2, 3 I move to pass resolution 2021-03-09-01 to enter into an agreement with East Wayne Joint Fire District. The agreement is attached to this resolution in the form of a contract that lays out East Wayne Joint Fire District's terms and response area within Sugar Creek Township. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Scott. Roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next resolution I have. I move to pass resolution 2021-03-09-02 to enter into an agreement with Kittering Volunteer Fire Department. The agreement is attached to this resolution in the form of a contract that lays out the Kittering Volunteer Fire Department's terms and response area within Sugar Creek Township. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Scott. Roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
I move to pass resolution 2021-03-09-03 to enter an agreement with the City of Orrville. The agreement is attached to this resolution in the form of a contract that lays out the Orrville Fire Department's terms and response area with Sugar Creek Township. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. Roll call, please.
John?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Thank you.
You have all those contracts?
Yeah.
Thank you. At the end of the meeting, we'll
sign those.
Fill out and sign it.
Sounds
then
good.
I can scan them in and send them to the respective departments.
Okay.
That takes care of that. The ODOT letter concerning US 30 study.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit of response back. Says they had the kickoff meeting already.
Mm-hmm.
That was between ODOT and the consultant that's been hired to review our area. There is a stakeholder meeting that should be coming here in April. So that is where we're at with knowing what's going on with the big project. Julie Cicello provided some of the information on why Wanger was shut down. I think I forwarded them on to you.
Yeah.
I haven't had a chance to digest that and completely look over it yet, but I do want to do that definitely before our stakeholder meeting.
Right.
To understand what's going on there. So any comments or concerns on that, or we're kind of in a holding pattern waiting?
I guess it's their meeting to have. Their quote unquote stakeholder meeting. I don't know that this is open for public discussion or exactly how they plan to have that, but you know, if we wanted to host that for them, I don't think that's inappropriate to do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say they've already had this meeting, kickoff meeting?
The kickoff meeting, yes, and that is ODOT meeting with their consultant group that's coming in to review this.
Yeah.
That's not open to anybody. That's them, I'm sure, laying out what their the plan of what this consultant group's actually going to study. So
I would hope that their stakeholder meeting takes place, you know, here in our township, and that Village Downtown Council, Sugar Creek Township Council is involved in that, and if we could mutually have a joint session, as well as residents should be involved. But I don't know if it's their meeting, really.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the scope that they want to have at this meeting or not, how they want to kick that off.
I think the
school district.
I contacted the school district and I asked Catherine about, can the school district come? She said yes, they would be invited. She said some of the larger businesses are along Route 30 that have direct ties to 30 will probably be invited as well.
So it's more of an invite, it's not an open.
I think so.
Yeah.
I will double check with that.
Okay.
We had our letter go to the Wayne County Farm Bureau. I haven't heard back from them. I will make contact with them now that we have more of a detail that maybe April is going to be meeting and see if they want to be a part of that or not, because they would represent the agricultural area. So, but I will reach out to Catherine about us hosting the meeting.
Yeah.
So, and getting some dates, and then maybe we can check here or wherever.
Check here, or there's something up at Dutch Kitchen.
Yeah, Dutch Kitchen. Maybe even the K, the old YMCA.
Yeah.
He might be. He likes to help out sometimes. So.
Yeah.
I will do that for us and go from there. As I mentioned earlier, I have the final agreement with Dinergy.
Right.
And we're going to store that as a public document at the township garage in the fireproof safes.
Yep.
I'm going to keep my label Tray Bell on there, and that'll be just kind of our go-to for that. So we'll be working with them here. Some of our residents probably got letters on this opt-out, as we kind of discussed. Every 36 months per PUCO's regulation, they have to send that opt-out letter. So our current terms for 39 months. So at 36 months, everyone's getting that opt-out letter again.
Right.
But that has nothing to do with what's coming here in the future with Tray Bell. In August, we'll be having a new kickoff for the new contract that we just entered into.
Right.
Looking at my electric bill, it will save me a little bit.
Yeah.
Lake Harmony, I talked to a resident down there, definitely is going to save them.
Yeah.
They're at the old Aspen rate. They didn't realize at the 555, so they're pretty excited. So if Tray Bell lives up to their hype and what they've told us, they should be helping out with mailers and notifications, and it should be a positive experience versus last summer. So.
Yeah, because that's about an 18% discount on the rate. Now, you know, if you look at your bill, you've got the usage rate, and then you've got the distribution rate, and the infrastructure rate, and the profit rate. And
The only downside will be is that the Orville residents, Orville Power residents, will not be available to this since they're already a co-op.
Right.
So that's not part of the aggregation program, unfortunately. So the last thing I have in our, well, two things I have in our unfinished business. One just accidentally got put in the table. The review of the website, I'm ready to post up our information for our levy for the road and bridge, the renewal.
Yeah.
I went back through our 10-year forecast for the tractor replacement.
Yeah.
Added 5% each year. I came to about 325. Is that good for you?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, we aim at a target, and if we fall a little short, at least we cover 80% or 90%. You know, that's better than oh crap, we got nothing in the coffers and we got to replace the tractor.
Right. Yeah, we don't want that, and we're well on our way of taking care of the first big truck. So
yeah, and that's awesome.
Yes, we're doing good there. I'll make that, and if you're okay with that, I'll put that graph up, because I think that lays that we have a plan.
Yep.
The only thing I was questioning, and I didn't want to confuse people, was the old 1980 flyer. That just a historical piece. I wasn't sure if we wanted to put that up or if that might confuse people, because it has prices from 1980 in it.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to have another tab, but it might be an archive tab or
historical. Maybe something for afterwards.
Right.
The rest of the current information, I think I had like Schedule B that shows what that's bringing in and when it comes up. This graph, and I think there was a couple other things I had put down.
Yeah.
So I'll post them up here along with the KVFD stuff here over the next couple weeks as we move forward. That's all I had for the website. Tabled information or tabled business is still a storm warning siren until we figure out how we're going to fund that.
Yeah.
Maybe you can look for grants. The cemetery grant, Kevin's still working on getting scheduled to do the work till that gets done.
Yeah.
We have till July.
Okay.
Gene Office accidentally got put in tabled.
Right.
I had a new business and moved the next one up, not realizing I had tabled business last month.
No worries.
So, Gene Office is a concern. Kevin went out and looked at Gowdy and Kohler.
Yeah.
And he says, for me to widen that is not a big deal.
Oh.
So he's just going to move ahead and widen that. he noticed that there's tracks from trailers going on the hillside already.
And is it Myers that is
there? And they're driving into Myers, which is straight ahead. Right. So he thinks if he can wind that open a little bit, should be all right and should be able to give enough. So they're hopefully not going into Myers anymore.
Right.
I said, hopefully, because as soon as you say that, there should be no way a truck drives in that again, some truck driver will find a way to drive in someone's yard again. So.
Well, they're really constrained, I think, on the southeast side of that intersection. I think there's a bit of a elevation change there immediately out of the ditch, so you can't widen it too far there without affecting that.
Well, he's going to take some of that bank down.
Okay.
And then put a piece of pipe in.
Yeah.
And we got a bunch of grindings last year from Route 30.
Okay.
So, again, the cost to us is very minimal.
Right.
And hopefully it'll take care of that problem.
Okay.
It's a good start. On the other end, at Cowdy and Kidron, I've contacted the actual landowner. And he would like to, he is previously truck and trailer driver.
Oh, yeah.
He understands he's sympathetic with them trying to get on that road. He doesn't understand why any mapping company in their right mind would send someone down Gowdy Road going to Kohler, but it is what it is, and he understands that you're not going to be able to change that. The best thing we can do is try to widen it. The county's coming up with a plan for what they want to do. It's definitely leaning towards widening, and the landowners is just fine with that. So we'll look for a formal proposal here probably at the end of this month. They don't want to do anything till the thaw happens anyway. So.
Yeah.
But we should see something at that point. But they are leaning towards doing a widening job versus just putting up signs. So, and Wayne County seemed pretty happy with that, and it wasn't going to be a huge cost for them. So
good. Yeah, they can go ahead and put shoulders in the entire distance of the road. I think that'd be fine. That'd solve the problem.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it's probably a $60 million project.
Yeah. I am at the end of what I have for an agenda.
Yeah.
I don't think all my motions that I could think of have been done. All the resolutions that I thought of tonight have been passed. It is 8 o'clock.
There's just two of us, we get business done.
That's it, we'll go with that. I'll have to tell Tom, he's too chatty.
It's nothing personal, it's just Tom.
So, with that being said, we have contracts to finish signing and filling out. We have now we already took care of. We have bills to pay. Other than that,
public comment?
Public comment? Anyone in the peanut gallery want to make a comment?
Well, I got a lot of questions, but a comment. We're talking about Lake Harmony and the senders.
Mm-hmm.
Years back, that came up. And it was because they were getting tracked into people's garages in their drive and then in the house. And then it turned into the lake is filling in with sediment, and they tried to say it was the township. So they came up and got samples of all our aggregate MSDS sheets or whatever, data sheets, and then took samples in the lake, and they found out it wasn't anything from the township.
Gotcha. Let me guess, it came from Route 30?
I don't know where it came from,
but
it wasn't any of our stuff when they sent it to the lab and tested it. But yeah, that's not the first time that cinder thing has come up.
Yeah.
I was going to say that Route 30, that's a lot of water, a lot of sediment that comes off of that. So
is Lake Harmony paved now or chip and sealed?
Chip sealed. We just did a
fight,
right?
Because the cost difference was astronomical.
We did a new thing. We did MC oil with slag, and it looks dark, so it kind of looks like asphalt. It bonds better because the slag's porous, so it actually pulls in tighter. And so far, it's just been great. We didn't have a whole lot of stone thrown off in the yards from the plows running on it. So, I mean, granted, it was the baby plow. So for the most part, we were lucky that, I wouldn't say lucky, the timing hit that when it snowed, I was off. So I plowed it with a little truck.
Okay.
So little blade, little truck, a little slower.
Yeah.
And it worked out. Just lucky when the snow happened and my work schedule worked out. So, cinders are dirty, and I get that. I did drive on a road down south of us, and they were using nothing but gravel. And when it started melting, the roads were literally nothing but mud. So, I would still take our cinders over that. So, anything else, Craig?
Not right now.
Lot to ponder.
Questions.
Do you have those checks? And we'll get going on that. There you go.
Roughly.
I hope so. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes. This will go into effect as soon as the last one signs. Alright, I have 54 through 76 in order. There. That's important. Are you still good with the April 13th?
Yes.
And we are still good here, correct?
Yes.
7 p.m. Kidron. in Gabriel 14. That'll work. Is this one ready to sign?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That one's raised now. Oh.
Yeah.
Good deal. I'll scan them all in, send that off, probably in one big shot. That's Sugar Creek Township signed, and then as we get them back,
right,
we'll forward them on to everybody too as well.
Once we get signed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
So that should
Does
be
that Orville one, it says something like signed in the presence of?
I think that was on the Orville one.
Okay.
In witness hereof, the city of Orville has on the blank day of 2021 authorized the execution, signed in the presence of. I'm assuming you want to put your name, fiscal.
Yeah, that, I wondered if I needed to hear.
Yeah, name, then maybe fiscal officer on the second line. Seems official to me. I'm good with that.
And I think the other two at the top.
These on top and the front?
Are when they pass it on their end.
KVFD trustees.
Yeah.
And East Wayne trustees.
East Wayne trustees.
Yep. All right. We'll get the road bid out twice this month in the daily record. We'll be moving on that in April 13th then. Other than that, I think we got accomplished everything tonight. Big night. A lot of stuff done. Thank you. It is 8:07 and I move to adjourn this meeting.
I will second.
All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 8:07.